Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Love, love is strange.
I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're celebrating the 23rd anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. Fair warning, we're a little, even though somebody said this wouldn't be possible, I think we're going to pull it off. We're going to be a little extra obnoxious this week. Grace Marie Turner has been putting up with me now for all this time. We'll be celebrating her 23rd anniversary coming up in a couple of months. She's an original founding member of our Brain Trust, but the thing we're the most proud of her for is being the president and one of the global leaders of healthcare public policy, the president of the Galen Institute, galen.org, G-A-L-E-N.org. Grace Marie, thank you again for being here. There's a case that is about to become before or is before the Supreme Court of the United States around Obamacare. Tell us what it's all about and where it is.
So the Supreme Court held oral arguments just a week ago, November the 10th, on the latest challenge to Obamacare. And this is
by who?
Instigated by
who's challenging?
Attorneys, about 24 attorneys general around the states. The Texas Public Policy Foundation actually is one of the leaders in putting the suit together. And they basically said, okay, Justice Roberts, in 2012, before Obamacare had actually taken effect, you said that the individual mandate is unconstitutional if it's considered to be a requirement to purchase health insurance, but you also say there's a penalty. Well, I'm going to call that penalty a tax, and therefore it is optional. I don't know about you, but which other taxes are optional?
I don't know of any.
Are my federal income? No.
My checkbook doesn't have any optional
the law.
Checks to written to the IRS.
No. He upheld the law with a majority of one. It was the most convoluted decision anybody's ever heard of.
Yep.
Clearly slapped together, you know, at the last minute.
That was John Roberts.
Upheld the law by calling it a tax. So when the Tax Cut and Jobs Act was passed in the late 2017, it zeroed out the penalty. So the penalty is now zero. Mm-hmm. There is no longer a penalty associated with the individual mandate. Nothing. You know, don't buy health insurance, you don't have to pay a penalty. And so the suit claims that, therefore, the individual mandate must go.
Right.
And the supporters of the law say that the individual mandate is structural to the law and it must count down too. So that was the case that was argued. And, of course, Republican candidates were plummeled in their election campaigns this fall,
mm-hmm,
with ads saying, oh, my goodness, the Supreme Court's going to strike down the whole law and with it go your pre-existing condition protections. Well, the Supreme Court made it very clear in the arguments on Tuesday, and the Washington Post even had a headline that said, Supreme Court seems disinclined to strike down Obamacare.
Yeah.
So they may take out the zero out and strike the individual mandate penalty. Even Justice Roberts said during the hearing that, you know, everybody said that the individual mandate was structural to the law. Well, they got rid of that in 2017, and it's going along fine, so maybe we were wrong.
Yeah.
What?
Wonder.
Makes me crazy.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah, he's been such a disappointment on many levels. So, not just healthcare, as you know. So, Grace Marie, is Amy Coney Barrett going to be involved in this decision?
Oh, she absolutely will. She was.
Yeah.
She heard the case. She was there on the virtual bench because they do all these arguments virtually. Usually, with cases that are high profile like this, the Supreme Court waits till the last day of the session in June, so that'll be June of 2021, to issue its report, and then they hightail it out of town.
So you're saying what they just heard, they won't announce their ruling until next June?
Yes. That's I suspect that it could come earlier. But
why does it take that long? Why do they do that? Why can't they? I mean, the rest of us get our work done. Why can't they get their work done?
Well, it takes a long time to write these decisions. They have to all go back and forth. They have to decide who who's going to be
on the witness
side.
What do you think is
going to
happen? What do you think will be the decision?
I think what they will likely do is keep the law in place. Say, you know, this, you want to fix the law, that's Congress's job. But we do declare the individual mandate to be unconstitutional without a penalty.
Ah.
But if Congress, if we lose those two Senate seats in Georgia, the House is held by Republicans, and if Biden were to prevail and be inaugurated, they could, again, put this $1, put a small penalty in effect,
mm-hmm.
and that would negate the suit. And that would then keep the unconstitutional individual mandate on the books. That worries me.
Yeah, I can see that.
And but it would require Congress to take action.
Mm-hmm. But that's obviously, that's not going to happen if Republicans maintain control of the Senate, right?
Of the Senate, correct.
And is there anything that Biden can do to go around that?
Well, if there is, you know, maybe they'll find some little tweak in law that allows them to do this on a regulatory basis, because obviously they love the individual mandate. They want to tell us how to live our lives in every other way. Why shouldn't they compel us to spend our own money mm-hmm. on a private product? Where is that going to end?
Well, that's those back doors.
You know, they're
going to
look for every rock they can.
They're going to mm-hmm. be looking for back doors. They're going to be looking for, and of course,
that's right.
And of course, with Obama first, and now especially Trump has become the master of the executive order. Biden's got the president, doesn't he? Biden-Harris has
the
president.
He does. And executive orders, maybe we can talk about these in the next segment, because executive orders really are just a direction to the administration to write
yeah.
a rule. The president can't do this just with a strike of the pen.
Seems to have some weight. We come back, that's exactly what we're going to talk about. I'm going to get Grace Marie to explain to us, what does she think Joe Biden means when he says, I'm going to keep Obamacare and strengthen it. We're going to build on Obamacare. He says that. That's what part of his campaign, such as it was. And we'll see what Grace Marie thinks about that. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingame. Grace Marie's website is galen.org.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.